Hello, and welcome to the Breakthrough Coaches podcast coaching series, session one, entitled An Introduction to Coaching. I'm Jill Pankost, TBC Vice President. If you're listening to this session, you're a graduate of our Foundations course, How to Work Less, Produce More, and Still Get the Job Done in a Sensible School Week. The purpose of this podcast series is to support our graduates in the on-the-job implementation of the Breakthrough Coach program. As with any new program you undertake, challenges will arise. You'll have burning questions for which you'll want answers. You'll come to decision-making crossroads that call for out-of-the-box solutions. And inevitably, breakdowns will happen. TBC's podcast series is designed to support and encourage you in those make-or-break moments so that you thrive as an administrative team. In this session, I'm going to talk about how to use the series to support your successful implementation of the fundamental practices. And to do this, I'm going to begin by distinguishing the three most common forms of teaching and learning in circulation today: education, training, and coaching. Let's start with the one most near and dear to all of us: education. Education, by definition, is a lengthy process in which a student studies, according to a curriculum, the fundamental principles of a discipline to acquire both its content knowledge and its unique vocabulary. Fluency in a subject's vocabulary is as important as absorbing its content, because it's a student's ability to see the world through the language of a subject that permanently alters their point of view about what's possible. A K through 12 education is designed for this purpose. So too is day one of your Breakthrough Coach Foundations course. Training is an entirely different entity and essentially bypasses education. Training evolved as a teaching methodology during the Industrial Revolution to prepare laborers for a mass manufacturing environment. Laborers didn't have time to get educated. They needed to quickly acquire practical, on-the-job skills to survive in the new economy. In training, laborers learn to mimic steps, procedures, and routines for working on a production line, to operate like a machine where machines weren't yet capable of operating. Trained workers perform most effectively when conditions remain consistent with their training, but they often don't know why they're doing what they're doing or why what they're doing is effective. And trainees are generally ineffective at solving breakdowns that violate their routines. For example, emergency medical technicians get medical training. This means they learn just enough standard medical procedure to get you to a hospital alive, so long as your condition doesn't change too rapidly. However, once you arrive at a hospital, your chances of long-term survival greatly improve if you get with a doctor who's been educated in medical diagnosis and treatment. We at the Breakthrough Coach are not that interested in training as a teaching and learning modality because we know it's not all that effective for producing breakthrough results. We focus instead on education, combined with a rigorous commitment to coaching and practice. So let's revisit the distinction coaching and develop the medical example further. When medical students graduate, they take board exams, and if they pass, they are certified as minimally competent to practice medicine. They then move on to medical internship, residency, and specialty placements. During internship and residency, a newly certified doctor practices under the careful eye of an experienced one. This is when the newly certified doctor moves into a coaching relationship. Coaching occurs when a skilled observer watches another practitioner perform in the moment. This in-the-moment scrutiny allows the observer or coach to give the practitioner immediate feedback so that the practitioner can adjust their actions accordingly. And if the coach's observations and feedback are astute, then the performer, with practice, should improve over time. Certain conditions must be present in order for a coaching relationship to work well. Number one, coaches work with the already successful. Coaches don't coach those who come to the relationship lacking basic skills, knowledge, and ability. Coaching is reserved for the already competent who want to take their game to the next level. Number two, coaching always takes two, a trained observer and a skilled performer. A performer, no matter how good, can't coach himself while in action. Tiger Woods, as masterful as a golfer as he is, can't step up to the tee, swing the club, and have any objective view of himself swinging the club. Woods has a coach who offers him regular observation and feedback. Number three, coaching requires a structure for practice, and a coach's job is to provide this. It's the coach who designates when, where, and how practice runs. The performer's job is to show up and willingly step into the coach's structure. And finally, being in a coaching relationship requires that the performer practice what the coach prescribes. The performer must take their body through the motions again and again and again. Repetitive motion trains the nervous system to turn random action into actual competency. If you want to become a successful surgeon, memorizing Gray's Anatomy isn't enough. You must repeatedly practice surgery over time. That's why medical internship and residency last 4 years. Implementing the breakthrough coach, minimally one. 3 years to master. It's the difference between knowing and doing, which is why practice often looks and feels very messy. Wiring or rewiring the central nervous system is a complex process which doesn't always look or feel good. It takes time, patience, persistence, stamina, and repetition. We're human beings, not machines. With these factors in mind, here's how I suggest you use this podcast series to produce breakthroughs in your time, results, and satisfaction. Pick one session a month to listen to daily. Listening during your commute, during exercise, while cooking or cleaning up. Listening whenever you have a moment to turn on and tune in. Listening, the more you immerse yourself in the Breakthrough Coach content, conversation, and language, the faster you embody the practices. Stay open and be vigilant. You're at the beginning of a 3-year journey. In the early stages, the process can be quite messy and uncomfortable. Get used to it. New graduates are vulnerable to falling back into old patterns and habits. This is normal. Be mindful of the herd mentality around you and the power you grant it to discourage or distract you. Keep breathing. Breakthrough coach implementation requires that you maintain a mood of willingness and courage to push through initial obstacles. Practice as prescribed. Action is the only thing that impacts results. Understanding doesn't impact results. Thinking about doesn't impact results. Strategic planning doesn't impact results. Only action, only intentional practice impacts the drift. You must run the laps around the track to build speed and endurance. You must practice the fundamentals and get messy with them. The impeccable office, the daily meeting, making and managing requests to cause breakthroughs in your time, results, and satisfaction. Finally, ask questions. Essential to the success of any coaching relationship is the back and forth dialogue between coaches and coachees. So join our TBC Graduates Facebook page and pose your questions to our community. This group has a wealth of experience and know-how to offer. Or schedule a free private coaching session with me for the opportunity to debrief, ask questions, and probe further. Or reach out to us if you wish to create your own Breakthrough Coach community of practice. We would enthusiastically support this effort. However you choose, commit to conscious engagement. You now have a more thorough understanding of how to use this podcast series to produce breakthroughs in your time, results, and satisfaction. I look forward to hearing about your progress and supporting you along the way. Now together, let's get started.